Illegal alien accused of killing Illinois father of two locked up on $1 million bail. By John Binder on July 14, 2019. An illegal alien accused of killing father of two, Corey Cottrell, is now being held on a $1 million bail after pleading not guilty following a deadly hit and run in the sanctuary state of Illinois. Jose Rodriguez, a 27-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, is accused of running a red light on June 22 in Bloomington, Illinois, causing him to hit and kill 39-year-old Corey Cottrell, a father of two daughters, who was riding his motorcycle at the time and was on his way to see his mother, Kathy. Prosecutors said Rodriguez fled the scene of the crash after hitting Cottrell. The following day, the illegal alien turned himself into law enforcement officials and has since been charged with causing a deadly hit and run and driving without a license. On Friday, while the Cottrell Health Services for Corey, Rodriguez pleaded not guilty in court to causing the deadly hit and run and was given a $1 million bail in response by McLean County, Illinois, Judge Bill Yoder. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents were nearby ready to take the illegal alien into custody should he have been released. The Cottrell family was worried weeks ago when they found out that Rodriguez had been released from prison on a $10,000 bail. Family friend Cheryl Wendland said they were concerned that the illegal alien may attempt to flee the United States. Instead, Wendland said Rodriguez being back in custody was the best news they could have gotten. "We got to go tell his mother that we have such beautiful news that the man who killed your son is back in custody," Wendland said. "That was glorious. We may be living in Illinois, but maybe they're taking care of us in McLean County," Wendland said. "Someone listened to us and realized how wrong this was." The illegal alien's attorney Chris Graham told local media that his client had undergone an ambush in court because of his bond increasing to $1 million and ICE agents showing up ready to take him into custody. Prairie State Wire's W.J. Kennedy confirmed with federal immigration officials that Rodriguez had been living in the U.S. as an illegal alien for years. Details of Rodriguez's immigration history, obtained by Kennedy, revealed that in 2013 the illegal alien was issued an expedited deportation order. The next year, on March 6, 2014, Rodriguez was issued a final deportation order by an immigration judge in a trial that he did not show up to, Kennedy reports. Cottrell leaves behind his mother Kathy, his 11 and 14-year-old daughters Karina and Alexandra, his sister Shanna, his grandmother Virginia, as well as his aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends.